Cuba and much more. Today is Wednesday, November 15, 2023. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez reiterated on Wednesday Cuba's solidarity and support for the Palestinian people during the fourth cycle of the United Nations Human Rights Council's Universal Periodic Review. The diplomat denounced the indiscriminate attacks on civilians and United Nations workers, the bombing of hospitals, ambulances, and schools, and the massive destruction of homes and road infrastructure as a collective punishment that seriously violates international humanitarian law. The foreign minister noted that Cuba stands in solidarity with all victims and shares the pain of the Arab and Hebrew communities in Cuba. Rodriguez stressed that these war crimes and crimes against humanity must cease and that the international community must force an immediate ceasefire in the face of the veto that paralyzes the Security Council and guarantees criminal impunity for genocide. Cuba and the United States held migration talks in Havana to analyze compliance with bilateral agreements on this matter. The island's Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs, Carlos Fernandez de Cosío, said at a press conference that his country reiterated at the meeting its willingness to fulfill and respect, as it has done until now, the commitment established to guarantee regular, safe, and orderly migration. The Cuban delegation, chaired by Fernandez, also reiterated its concern about the measures to encourage irregular migration maintained by the United States government and placed special emphasis on the U.S. blockade's impact on the living conditions of the Cuban population. They also condemned the financial limitations as a consequence of the arbitrary inclusion of Cuba on the list of states that allegedly sponsored terrorism. The U.S. delegation was led by U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Western Hemisphere Affairs, Daniel Erickson. Since President Joe Biden arrived at the White House, this is the fourth time that both countries have met to address immigration issues. A delegation headed by Cuba's General Attorney, Yamila Peña, ended a successful visit to Russia. The ambassador of the Caribbean nation, Julio Garmendia, told Prensa Latina. During her stay, Peña held a fruitful meeting with her counterpart from the Russian Federation, Igor Krasnov, in which both were accompanied by representatives of the entities they had in their respective countries, the diplomat added. At the end of the dialogue, Peña and Krasnov signed an additional cooperation protocol that strengthens existing cooperation ties. The Cuban delegation also visited the University of Russia's General Prosecutor's Office, where it was received by the rector, Igor Matskevich, who was accompanied by part of the institution's management and professors. At the Center of the High Studies, the head of the Cuban institution gave a lecture on the General Prosecutor's Office of the Republic of Cuba in the process of improving the Cuban legal model. The 14th International Meeting of Economists on Globalization and Development Issues has on the table this Wednesday the analysis of the international crisis and its old and new consequences. The meeting, taking place at the Havana-based Conference Center until November 17, has brought together researchers from different fields of knowledge. A heterogeneous group of national and foreign participants from 42 countries gathered to discuss a broad academic program divided into 13 fundamental thematic axes. Oscar Luis Hung, president of the National Association of Cuban Economists and Accountants, stated on the first day of the meeting that the rise in irregular migratory flows, new war conflicts, and environmental degradation were some reasons that prompted the call for the event. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.